sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate. What I do all day, every day, is sell real estate. I love it. I listed a property yesterday, and you're going to get to hear about that at the Smoking Hot Deals. And I negotiate contracts, negotiate repairs, and go to closings. So we love that. So in the studio with me today, this is such an appropriate time for this. I have Miss Shelley Chapel, and she has a business called Clutter Free. Shelley is an organizer that can help you organize. This is such a good time of the year. Good morning.
Good morning, Becky. Thank you for having me on. I'm very excited to speak to your listeners today and to share about organization.
Well, the thing is this time of year, we all think about organizing.
Absolutely.
It's a new year, starting fresh. Yes. And as we take down those Christmas decorations, I'm going to start by just asking you that.
Absolutely.
How do we, what's your suggestion on putting the Christmas decorations away?
Absolutely. Well, one of the first things I think in organization, anytime you have a seasonal event like such as Christmas, is after the holiday is over, go ahead and as you're going through those items, those ornaments, the wrapping paper, if there's anything that you just don't love anymore and you're just putting it out because grandma gave it to you or Aunt Susie gave it to you, but it's not something that really makes you happy, go ahead and give that away. Or if it's something that's on its last leg, go ahead and throw that away. And every time you have a season that comes up, then when you get ready to take out your ornaments, you get ready to take out your wrapping paper, your decor, you have everything that you love and that you like. And right now is a great time if you want to get any storage containers that you can get on sale, look for your coupons, and go ahead and store those items in containers that are able to not have bugs or not have anything that could come in. So no cardboard. Cardboard is not suggested, but plastic bins or zippered packaging would be a great alternative for storing your ornaments and your decor.
Okay, now full disclosure here, because Shelley came and worked at my house.
Yes.
And cleaned out, well, first, we started with the garage. That was probably too big of a project to start with because it had a lot of stuff in it. But one of the things that you did was you utilized all the containers that we already had.
Absolutely.
And then you kind of picked up a couple of things that I didn't even know they existed, which is zippered containers that you can actually hang on a wall mm-hmm. with the handles, like for Christmas wreaths.
Right. Yes. They actually have wreath hangers. They're a zippered pouch, kind of like a canvas material. You put your wreath in, and even bags, like a huge duffel bag that you can put all of your swag, Christmas swag, your tree in, and it's just nice, it's durable, and it's easy, and it's not bulky or heavy.
And it hangs.
And it hangs
actually
up.
If you have something heavy enough to hang it on.
Absolutely.
So that, that was pretty genius. I didn't even know those things existed. I knew there was bags for Christmas trees, but I never thought about a round bag for a wreath.
Right. Absolutely.
So that was kind of cool. So tell me a little bit about how you got started with your company. It's called Clutter Free.
Yes.
And we will give Shelley's number out here in a few minutes so that in case you have a question about being clutter free or you need a tip on that, first of all, you can give us a call.
Absolutely.
At 840-1000 and just ask your question here. Some parts of our life are a little overwhelming. My mm-hmm. garage was overwhelming. My mm-hmm. pantry was overwhelming. And I will tell you that, first of all, we got rid of a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And I didn't even have to haul it off anywhere. because you brought a pickup and took it. And if it was donatable, you donated it somewhere where it could be used.
Absolutely.
So that was a great thing for me. So how did you get started?
Well, I had been in the nonprofit industry for quite some time, working with volunteers, working with organizations, with events. And then I had had a transitional period about 3 years ago and kind of redeciding and redefining, what do I want to do with this second half of my life? And what are my passions? And my passions are to help people not be overwhelmed, not be stressed about their house. I want, when people come in, I want them to have just a feeling that they can just relax and they can enjoy their home. And so many people these days, because of all of the distractions that we have and all of the impulse buying that we have, we seem to have so much clutter accumulated in our house, and then we get in kind of a crisis. So about 3 years ago, I made the decision to open up a organization and cleaning business, and it has just taken off from there. And there is no shortage of people that are needing organizational help in these holidays, in this season, and I'm just happy to help them.
Year-round, actually, right?
Yes, ma'am, all through the year.
Okay. If you have a question or a comment you want to ask about organization, I want you to call 840-1000 this morning. And a couple of callers with some questions right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You've tuned in to a very special show today because we are going to help you get organized. I have with me, for your convenience, Shelley Chapel. Shelley is with Clutter Free, and she's an organizer. And they don't just organize, they clean while they go, which is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. If you've got a question and you want to know how to help organize yourself, or you want to get a little tip about how to organize something in particular, just give us a call here at 840-1000. I'm going to give you Shelley's number, if I can find it here on her card. It is. It's a 405-779-0469. Shelley, I'm going to tell our story.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Now, you're newer to the family, but your husband, Chris, is the son of a competitor of mine from years past.
Yes.
Lived in the same neighborhood, Claudia Chapel. Any realtor out there that's been around for a long time knows Claudia Chapel.
Yeah.
Many realtors always, they find a way to be adversarial at times. Thank goodness I've not experienced that for a while.
Right.
But Claudia Chapel never was adversarial. She was so cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
I admired her so much. Yes. And we just seemed to be able to cohabitate in the same neighborhood and serve the residents of Rollingwood.
Yes.
Without conflict. I really admired her. And then Chris, your husband, went to work at Oakmar.
Yes.
Which
for many
Oklahoma
years.
City Metropolitan Association of Realtors.
Yes.
Many, many years.
Yes.
So he served the realtors in the community.
Absolutely.
The members of our MLS, basically.
Yes.
And so when I heard of you, I thought, well, she comes from good stock here. She married into a good family.
I sure did.
So anyway, it was, and it wasn't that connection that actually brought you to me.
Right.
I don't even know what brought you to me, but you certainly, I'm glad I found you.
Thank you.
Or you found me. Who,
absolutely.
However that happened. Shelley's number again is 405-779-04. 69. And if you have a question here on our listener line, it is 840-1000. Do you know Dean Riddell, I think, forgot to give his number before he signed off, possibly. If he did, we'll get it from him because we want to be compliant.
Absolutely. Yes.
Good morning, Elise.
Good morning.
Hi. Do you have a question for Shelley?
I sure do. So I work from home, And I'm overwhelmed by all the papers, like bills, bank statements, investments. I really don't know what to keep and what I should throw away. I don't know how to organize everything.
Hey, I know the first answer to that. Keep your investments.
Yes.
Do not get rid of those, Elise.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling in today, and I'm happy to give you some tips and ideas to help. One of the things that is very, it's easy to change over to is to go to having your bank statements, having your bills online, and signing up for them to not come through the mail anymore. And even if you decide, you know, I've got to have that paper statement. Well, when it comes in to the mail, have a trash can located and a paper shredder right by the front entrance or where you get your mail from, and open up those papers, open up those, you know, investments, and only keep what is absolutely necessary. Shred if there's any important information that you don't want anyone to know. And then if it's just extra envelopes or magazines or things that come through the mail that you just don't know what to do, but you know you don't need them, throw them in the trash. And then from that, the paper management that you want to keep, it's very important to have some file folders and to have maybe a two-drawer or four-drawer filing cabinet that you can actually file. I like to file alphabetically so that if I'm looking for my investments, it's under I. And then from that I category, then I can list the different places that I have my investments in. Or if it's recipes, it's under R. And so I would encourage you to, the way to kind of lasso in the paper management is to only keep what is absolutely necessary. And if you can move from having your paper statements mailed to you to having them online, because you could always go back online and see these statements, then I would encourage you to do that, and you will immediately see a lot of paper diminished from your life, because paper can be actually very overwhelming to your brain and to your eyes. And I'd like to see you be able to have a little bit more calm in your life and less paper.
And, you know, something, Elise, that's such great advice. Anymore, all of our utility bills are accessible online. You can go back and see what your bills were a year ago very easily. If you feel like you still need the paper, if anything comes to our office in paper, like maybe we'll have a property that we're managing even at the office. And we don't want to set up automatic pay or anything for a very temporary between tenant situation. So we're going to get the utility bills in paper. As soon as they come, we scan the bill into our scanning system.
Yes.
And throw the envelope and the extra little pamphlet and everything that comes with those into a paper recycle bin. And then the bill itself goes into the shredder. And that has cut down a lot. In fact, in our office, our leads or our prospects are in paper.
Yes.
Once they become business, they're paperless. I signed a listing agreement yesterday with someone, all the disclosures and everything, and then took it to the office. The first thing I did was stick this in the scanner. And then I keep it until we're sure it scans. And then the originals go right back to the client so that I don't have to keep the original. I don't need the originals. I've got them scanned, and scanned documents are legal now in Oklahoma. So at least this woman speaks the truth when she tells you how to do that. Do you think that's something you could accomplish?
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I hadn't thought about just getting, you know, the majority of my bills online, which you're right, almost everybody offers that. So I'm definitely going to do that.
And then if you set up with your bank to pay online, then you don't even have all those checks that you're writing.
Absolutely.
So that That really helps, too. So, well, thank you for calling in.
Have a wonderful day.
Shelley, other than paperwork, how about mementos? How do we do that? We've got about a minute left. So how do we discuss and keeping mementos around? What do we keep? What do we not? And how do we store them?
Absolutely. Pictures, picture frames, things that you don't necessarily want out in your decor of your home right now, but you want to keep. First and foremost, a lot of people will keep things and then not think about the long-term effect of, do my children and my grandchildren want these items? I think it's important that you have those conversations with your immediate family and, you know, find out, are there things that you want me to hold on to, that you want me to keep so that you can have these in a future date? And then making sure that those, like pictures, you don't want to store anywhere where you're going to have direct sunlight or you're going to have heat. You want to store them inside, but you want to store them in containers where dirt and elements can't get to them. But I would say to really choose mementos and pictures that bring you joy, not that you feel like you have to keep, but that you want to keep.
Your motivation behind why you're keeping these really matters, doesn't
it? Absolutely.
So, well, we're going to talk about how to organize your garage, your pantry, your house when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Bonjour. Welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I just had a wonderful trip to Paris, and I just, that's the one thing that they do, that our guide told us to do, is to greet everyone before you speak.
Okay, fantastic.
Being a very direct communicator, I kind of go straight to the point instead of the pleasantries sometimes.
Sure.
I noticed that you are a very, very polite communicator.
Well, thank you.
So if you were in Paris, I'm sure that you would start every sentence with bonjour.
Okay, bonjour. I'll start today to plan that trip in the future.
There you go. Well, I am here with Shelley with Clutter Free. So Shelley Chapel with Clutter Free. I'll give you her number again. It's 779-0469. If you just put in Clutter Free OKC in your Google, you're going to find her.
Yes.
She's an organizer that also cleans while you go, which is awesome.
Yes.
You've helped some of our clients get their houses ready to sell.
Yes.
And you will soon be working with some to get them ready to move,
absolutely,
helping them decide what to keep, what not to keep, that kind of thing. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the very best for your home of roofing material and also to handle your insurance claim for you. They do small repairs. They'll replace your whole roof. They do some construction projects along the way if you need some help with that. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is purge.
Awesome. Purge.
Purge.
Like that word.
Yeah. Well, purge is to rid yourself of unwanted things, feelings, memories.
Yep.
Just a typical sense of a cathartic release.
Yes.
Wow.
And, you know, when I find that when you organize an area that has been very stressful to you, let's say your closet, or let's say you get ready, you love to cook, but you open up your pantry and you're already exhausted because it's so disorganized. Once you take the steps to organize that area, then the feelings of frustration, the feelings of this is too painful to go through because it frustrates me, they go away. And then you're able to enjoy cooking again. You're able to enjoy being in your bedroom again because it's not a source of frustration anymore.
Well, I know that when we drive into our garage,
yeah,
it looks a lot different than it used to. And when we had open shelving to where you could just see everything there.
Right.
And you had us get some cabinets that have doors that close.
Yes.
So it now looks nice and neat. Mm-hmm. We're not ashamed to open our garage doors any longer.
Absolutely.
Because, so that the neighbors can see our junk.
That's right.
We all have some stuff, right? Yep. I'm curious as to, now I know when you did my garage, mm-hmm. and it was, I mean, on the verge of being a hoarding garage. We do have a four-car garage, and we have three cars in it.
Yeah.
But it's a very deep garage.
Sure.
Therefore, we had a lot of space to put a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And we had it in there. Mm-hmm. We still have about half of it in there.
Yeah.
But what do you do with the other half, the stuff that you need to purge?
Absolutely. Well, there's some items that, and we'll use your project as an example. There were some storage items as far as like some particle board type shelving that was falling apart. So that's not something that you would want to give to anyone. That's something that just needs to be hauled off and thrown away. So definitely you're going to have things that you're like, you know what, would I want to give this to anyone? And if the answer is no, then it needs to just be tossed in the trash.
Well, Shelly, I'd only had that 35 years.
And then there are other things that you are not interested in anymore. It's not serving a purpose for you, but there could be someone, a single mom. It could be an organization. I know, you know, in Edmond, there is a organization called Hopefully Yours, where a lot of clothing, decor items can go to, where women and families will come in kind of in a store setting and pick out those items, those things. The Salvation Army, what's great about them is you can schedule a pickup. So you can have your weekend, have a day where you say, I think it's very important to mention that when you are getting ready to do organization, don't bite off more than you can chew. And so many people do that. They say, I'm going to clean the garage this weekend. Well, remember, you haven't touched the garage for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, but then you think you're going to accomplish it in one weekend. Well, without help, that's probably not going to happen. But what you can say is, I'm going to work on this one section. And in that section, you're going to decide, what do I want to keep? What needs to be thrown away? And then what needs to be given away? And in your garage, let me tell you, this has happened to us. In my attic, you will find some treasures that you didn't know you had. I found some silver one time that I didn't know that I had in my attic. Well, I ended up, because it was more valuable for me to sell that, so I ended up going to a place that buys silver and sold that and made quite a bit of money that any supplies that I needed to buy from my garage, what I had sold actually paid for my garage organization.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then one of our callers, David, called in this morning, and he wasn't able to hang on, but he mentioned maybe taking things to a pawn shop.
Absolutely. If there are, I would say, items like bikes. I've worked in garages before where people had like three weed eaters or three different hedge trimmers, and they didn't need all those. What would happen is they'd buy a new one, and they'd keep the old one. But they only were working with the new one. Well, let's take these older items that are still in good condition and let's take them to the pawn shop, get some money for it, and then use that money for to invest in things that you might want to put in your garage to help hang up bikes or help storage cabinets where you're not visibly seeing the paint samples or you're not visibly seeing the cleaning products because they're behind closed doors.
I know that you said the kind of the secret to getting started mm-hmm. is to bite off just a piece of it.
Absolutely.
And I know that that really kind of helped us when you got rid of a couple of cabinets mm-hmm. that were like you said, falling apart. We never used much of anything on those cabinets anyway. They were just there holding things that we didn't use.
Right.
But then we put our good storage things, and you only put in, like, you categorized them.
Yes.
So you put cleaning items in one. Mm-hmm. Don't know why we have cleaning items. We don't clean our house. We have someone who cleans our house for us.
Yes.
So we told our housekeepers, you always need a few little simple cleaning products between cleans.
Sure.
But we just said, hey, anything on these shelves, feel free to take and use somewhere else because they're just going to sit there and get old and the sprayer's not going to work anymore.
Right.
And one of the ladies at our church mentioned to me one time, what are you doing? Waiting until the clothes go out of style to get rid of them so that the poor people have to wear the out of style clothes?
Ah.
Boy, was that a guilt trip or what?
That was a kick in the pants.
Yeah, so get rid of your stuff that's usable before it goes bad.
Absolutely. So many people in your garage, for instance, will have multiple tools. Well, how many wrenches can you use? You know, the same specific type of wrench.
Well, because you need a 15 hammers because you can't find them.
Exactly. So when you great point. And what we do, you know, your brain is a beautiful thing, and it wants to be organized. But when it sees clutter, it sees chaos, it kind of has that shutdown mode. And we've all experienced it where we all of a sudden look in our closet, we look in our garage, and what do? We close the door, we go inside because we don't want to be around the clutter. Well, when you categorize things in certain zones, I call them zones, so you would have your cleaning item zone, you'd have your lawn care zone, and lawn and garden kind of go together, and then you would have your sports zone, and that sports zone would be basketballs, bicycles, anything athletic at all that you would do, and then you would have your, I know you do a lot of staging, Becky. So in your garage, we have a staging zone, and it's items that she can use to stage different homes with different decor. And
yeah,
then,
so we have a lot of, we have a big section of wall hangings or pictures.
Yes.
And then we've got some tubs of bedding, which now we can see and find instead of being in black plastic bags where we would have to look through six of them to find the one we want. They're now in see-through tubs on a shelf to where we can easily go, oh,
that's what
that would
is.
Be good. In fact, someone the other day, I went into their home and I said, you know, you to sell this, you really do need better bedding.
Yeah.
Because this is just a quilt on a bed and it didn't have a bed skirt or anything in it. It looks kind of cheap and it was kind of an expensive home.
Right.
And so I said, and they were downsizing because they couldn't really afford to stay there.
Yeah.
Well, so the good thing about that was I said, well, I happen to have some bedding that I keep for that very reason.
Right.
To make a bedroom look pretty.
Nice.
So, and she's going to get to keep that because it is probably, you've got to keep rotating those because they kind of go out of style if you don't. So I'm able to just donate those as I go.
And that's a great service that you provide also, being able to come in and help stage. They don't have to have a separate stager. They can come in and you're helping to stage the home all in one.
Yeah, we do the simple staging. Sometimes we need to call in an expert for that. a little bit more than what we can do. We are talking to Shelley from Clutter Free. The number to call her is 779-0469. And remember, you can call me anytime at 722-3232. And I can put you in touch with any of my favorites. You can go to BeckyIvins.com. And there's a favorites tab, Becky's favorite tab. Just click on there and you can get the contact information for any of my favorite folks. And I do surround myself with awesome people that I work with. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about, first we'll do smoking hot deals.
Yeah.
And then we're going to finish up with some organizational tips for the new year with Shelley with Clutter Free. We'll be back right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate. Contact me anytime. Just go to my website, BeckyIvins.com, or call me at the office, 722-3232. Shelley, we have been talking with Shelley with Clutter Free about organizing. Tell me what tips you can give someone to get started on organizing and something they can be consistent with.
Absolutely. Well, one of the first things that you want to do is you don't want to look at organization or organizing your home, your office, your car as a project. You want to look at it as a process. You want to look at it as something that you incorporate in your lifestyle. It's not something that you do every spring. It's not something you do every winter. It's something that is ongoing in your life. The number one thing that I tell clients when I meet with them is let's start with something small. It could be everyone has the junk drawer. Everyone in your house, you have one drawer in your kitchen that has pretty much anything you could ever want or find. It's got the pens. It's got the notebooks. It's got the flashlights. Well,
take the keys. It's got the tape measure. It's got the wrench. It's got the screwdriver. It's got the little hammer.
If you can't find something, everybody says go look in the junk drawer. Well, let's say you start with that junk drawer or even a small closet, a coat closet. And most people, their coat closet has everything else in it but coats, because storage is overflowing with different items, and you've got to have things in the right zones. So if your coat closet is for coats and outerwear and gloves and hats and scarves, then make it that area. And then I have a separate closet, Becky, that's for games and crafts, so that all of my games, all of my crafts, and even gifts that I give to people throughout the year are in one closet. But let's go back to the key of start small. And here's the process that is repeated over and over again, whether I'm doing a four-car garage or I'm doing a small closet. Take it all out, lay it out, and then purge. Decide what do I want to keep or what do I have to keep. There are sometimes things that you have to keep. And what do I not want anymore?
And don't think of the value of monetarily. Mm-hmm. Think of the fact that, like, upstairs in our house,
yes,
we have two bedrooms, two bathrooms. Mm-hmm. One of them was sort of an exercise room.
Yeah.
Well, since we're members of the Health and Wellness Center and we own an Anytime Fitness gym with our son,
yeah,
which is very close to home, we really didn't need all that equipment upstairs. So I called Alan Pruitt over at Hayes Electric, mm-hmm. and I said, Alan, you really work out a lot.
Yeah.
Everyone in your office does. Does anybody need good equipment? Because we had some nice equipment.
Yes.
And he goes, man, I've got a shop. I'll put it out there because we all get together and we work out.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I said, well, great. I'd like to reclaim that real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got a win-win, didn't you?
I did. I got, and you know, I could have sold it, and we could have gotten maybe, I don't know, $300 or $400. You can't mm-hmm. sell it used equipment for very much like that.
Absolutely,
but
you're right.
It will bring a lot of good
uh-huh.
to somebody else. So that was kind of good.
That's
so
excellent.
Purging that stuff and mm-hmm. knowing it was going somewhere, and I got to reclaim my real estate.
Awesome. Yes.
So the first thing that you say is to take everything out.
Right. And if you're doing that's why I say start small. So you're going to take everything out and then you're going to purge those items. What do I want to keep? What needs to be thrown away and what needs to be given away? If it's something that is of value, let's say $50 or more, then go ahead and try to sell it.
Pawn shop or eBay or Facebook, anything like that.
But if it's under $50, in my opinion, it is not worth your time to have a garage sale. I am not a big proponent of garage sales because I think it's a lot of work and you don't get a lot of money out of it. But I think if you put things on Facebook Marketplace, eBay, you're going to get more bang for your buck and you're going
to
get more exposure, or go over to your local pawn shop. And then once that you've got everything purged, then you're going to place those items back into the closet and make sure that whatever you designate that closet for or that drawer for, that those items are the only items that go in that area.
And I know that you implemented something that we've always had at our house, which is purgatory shelves.
Yes.
Which they kind of, if we put something in the purgatory shelf, mm-hmm. if it stays there, and if it gets saved before, good Catholics out there are going to know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
If it gets saved before the donation people call,
yeah.
then it gets saved. Otherwise, donation people call, they get out of purgatory, and they go to their new home.
That's right.
So, Shelley, thank you so much. You are, I've personally worked with her, so I could recommend her. 779-0469. Thank you guys for tuning in. Call us next week with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.